And joining us live in studio to talk a little baseball this morning, Rich Huntsman today. And yeah, it's still winter outside, but by golly, we're talking baseball today. I'm excited for this, Rich. You are going to organize a youth baseball, a little league baseball league for Star Valley, right?
Yeah, it started a couple years ago with me and another dad who were coaching our sons, and you know, we didn't see a path forward for them to keep playing baseball, so we decided to get some little league going.
Whenever we talk about this, it seems like there should be more of this going on. Or you look at other towns and communities of similar size and makeup in Wyoming, and yeah, Star Valley's kind of on an island when it comes to having baseball as an option. Kind of talk to us about how you've been wanting to do this and building it to this point.
Yeah, so I grew up in Bridger Valley. I grew up in Lyman, and I played baseball, you know, all through my summers. That's what that's what summers were about, was baseball. So, you know, to get this organized, it just took a few of us to really get things going. And we chartered with Little League International. And so then that makes it so we have the support of them, and we can also go to the region tournament and play these other teams. And if you do well at regions, then you get to go to state, and eventually you can qualify to go to San Bernardino. The winner of the state gets to go to the big region tournament in California. So pretty cool to be able to get baseball going here in the Valley. You know, baseball is a fast growing sport in Wyoming right now, with the rise of like Brandon Nimmo and what he's doing in the MLB. It really is pushing baseball forward.
So this has been attempted in the past, right? You're aware of some leagues. Other dads like yourself have tried to get their kids into a youth baseball. When you've talked to those previous organizers, I mean, what are you hoping to do different this time around so it sticks and that it's a little more successful this time?
Yeah, part of it is joining with Little League and making it more official that way, so we have that support. You know, the hardest part obviously is our weather here, so it does shorten our season, but it is going to take dedication from us and from the community to really keep this going and get this built. But like Dal said, you know, there's towns like Lovell that have great baseball programs that are a lot smaller than our community. So it definitely can be built here and can really build into something awesome.
You've also, I'm kind of going off the cuff here, but I know you have, you've contacted, like, in particular, the town of Afton. You've been to those meetings and kind of asked for some support in terms of, hey, this is kind of the state of things that you have. These are some things we'd like to see improve in terms of the facilities. Kind of talk to us about some of that, because obviously when there's not like an ongoing competitive league, like you're trying to do, maybe some things aren't quite up to snuff where you feel like they should be.
Yeah, so our fields are definitely in rough shape, both the Simplot fields and the Canyon View fields here in Afton. So I've spoken with the town, and they're supportive of fixing these fields up, but budgetary issues have made it kind of tough. So we've been reaching out to different companies around town, and we have different commitments that are saying they're willing to help us fix up the field. So anyone that, you know, has any, you know, excavation experience, or, you know, building fences, things like that, those are the type of things we need to get done. And we need to get new dirt. It is one of the main things, that the dirt quality at Canyon View in particular, it's basically road base, so it makes it tough for these kids to play and to be safe, honestly.
Rich Huntsman in studio, organizing a Little League Youth Baseball League in Star Valley this upcoming summer. So kind of give us the logistics of this, Rich. What ages are we talking about? How do kids get involved, and what kind of commitments are they looking at?
Yeah, so for this first year, we're really just looking at the 9 to 12 range. And it'll be kids that turn 9 before September 1st, or kids that don't turn 13 before September 1st is kind of our age range, because the towns right now, both Thane and Afton, are doing a good job with the T-ball and the pitching machine and coach pitch ages. So we're going to leave them to that. And there are some talks that might change, where we might incorporate some of those younger ages, but for now it's 9 to 12. We will have a 12 game schedule. We have to play that many games to qualify for regionals. So it'll be, you know, about 2 games a week, starting kind of mid-May sometime. You know, and then, you know, the top 12 kids at the upper age range will get to go to the region. And also we can take a 10 and under team too. If we get enough kids, we can take 2 teams to the district tournament, which will be in Lovell this year.
So how does someone's listening to this going, oh, this is great, I want to get my kid involved, or I'm even better, I want to help with what things need to be done. How does someone get in touch with you, and how do they get that ball rolling?
Yeah, right now we do have a Facebook page for Star Valley Little League. There's not a whole lot on there right now. I just created it the other day. So they could reach out to us through there. Our registration will open up in a couple weeks, and we'll put flyers out to the school and put it out on Facebook of when our registration opens. And if anyone wants to help, they can reach out to me. My phone number is 307-679-3451. I welcome any help. We need sponsors. We need, monetary support as we're trying to build up this league to get new equipment for these kids and really get this thing rolling.
So you mentioned a couple of games a week is probably what it is. How far are you traveling in this first season? Because that's the big one of the big struggles and challenges, right? The time commitment to make that happen. Yeah. So, I mean, when you say two games a week, you getting home games, you getting all of them road games?
No, so most of our games will be played at home. The goal is to get four, five, six teams here in the Valley that are all playing each other. And then I have been talking with Bridger Valley and with Rock Springs and Green River Little Leagues about maybe organizing a Saturday where we go play around Robin and get to see some of these other teams, which is fun. I loved going to the other towns when I was growing up. But most games will be played here in the Valley.
When it comes to your vision of the future, what is a, let's look 10 years down the road. What would you like things to look like?
Well, I mean, honestly, Dal, 10 years down the road, I see baseball being a sport at the high school level. I see the state adopting baseball at some point. So I would love to see our program built up. So if that happens, we have a program that could start competing. I'm assuming that does. But if not, Legion ball is huge in Wyoming. Gillette and Cheyenne both go to these big tournaments in Colorado and they win. They really have good programs. So I would love to get it built up where we're playing baseball clear through 18 here. And Little League can do some of that, and then sometimes you got to transition to Legion ball or Babe Ruth, some of that type of stuff. But yeah, we just want to see baseball in the Valley.
So remind us, when does registration open, and what kind of time window do you have there?
Yeah, so it'll open sometime in the next couple of weeks, March 10th, March 15th, somewhere around then. We still got a couple things we got to get worked out, but it'll be open till the end of March. So that'll be about a 2-week window. And cost will be a little more than what people might be used to for youth sports, but they're going to get a nice jersey. They're going to get a nice hat that will be a team. Like, my son is demanding that we are the Braves because the Atlanta Braves are our baseball team. So it's fun that way, because then they get a connection with a baseball team and can learn more about baseball and maybe get some interest there too.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So again, your phone number, throw that out.
Yeah, my number is 307-679-3451. We're welcome to any support that anyone can offer us.
Absolutely. Rich Huntsman in studio this morning, and Little League Baseball coming to Star Valley this summer. If you have any questions or want to be involved, contact Rich. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.